group of students demonstrated a song their music teacher composed to promote the Leader in Me program. St. Joseph University is the first private school in Western New York to be licensed to promote this leadership program. It is based on the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, created by Stephen Covey. The program is currently being used in pre-K through fifth grade.
I like that we get to help people be better people and, like, improve themselves in their lives.
Fifth grader Elena Kiefer is helping to lead school assemblies, where students perform skits to promote the Seven Habits.
They're about, like, how to react when people are either mean to you or they are sad or overly excited.
And I even hear pre-Kers in the hallway saying, I'm going to be proactive or I got to put my first things first.
Mary Lanham is leading the program at the school. She tells WBFO News this provides a personal journey to each student to learn how to be a leader and improve their well-being.
So the students have been taught each habit now. And so they will start to continue shaping it the way they need to, focusing on habits that they need to focus on. And each year they will learn more and more as far as each habit goes.
Fifth graders Teresha Crosby and Audrey Strassel are also helping to lead assemblies through this program. Along with leadership skills, they teach students how to respect others, themselves, and treat their bodies well.
Can you describe a skit for me?
Well, this one skit we did, one girl had a Pop-Tart, and everyone wanted some, so she gave it to everyone except for the one girl who really wanted it, and then everybody else split it with her.
Well, I feel like people are becoming more of a leader and not listening to what other people tell them to do and listening to what they think that will be the best decisions for them.
Do you think it's helping and making a difference?
Yes.
And we've been very successful. So we're seeing the benefits of it in every single day in lots of unusual ways.
Ann Wojcik is Director of Curriculum and Partnerships. She's been working at the school for 10 years, training teachers in a number of professional development aspects. She helped train the teachers in Leader in Me.
Because we truly always believe that there's a leader in all of us. And we just have to take the time to find that. And then how do you develop that? And the Seven Habits of Highly Effective Children are a way for us to help them do that.
The program encourages students to strive for more. Younger students are also working to gain the skills, like second graders Joyessence Chestnut and Clark Garvey. They're trying to help classmates learn the right way to live.
Well, some of my friends have anger issues.
What would you say if I was angry about something in class? What would you tell me? How would you help me?
Take deep breaths.
Some of my friends has anger issues, and I see that they're, like, calming down a little more.
What do you tell them? Do you try to help out?
Yeah, I like say, take deep breaths.
They're up there in front of the whole student body, running an assembly, something that normally I would do.
Principal Mark Maddle is very impressed with the work his students have conducted since the program launched this fall. He says he also learned more by listening to them during our interview conversation.
It gave me a different perspective, sort of. If you were to ask me, do I think that, you know, we have a discipline problem or if our kids are tough here, I would say absolutely not. But hearing them today makes me think that maybe down in the trenches, it's a little bit tougher than what I even thought.
Parents are being encouraged to work with their children at home in promoting these new habits. Each student shared their own favorite habit from this program.
Synergize, because when I'm working with someone and they're like all stressed out or they're getting mad or whatever, I just need to know, well, I can work with this person.
I think mine is number 5. Seek first to understand, then to be understood.
My favorite is synergize because I get to work with my friends.
My favorite is to sharpen the saw because it's just telling you to treat your body right.
And one of my favorites is habit 3, put first things first, because I find that it's really important in your life to put the most important things in your life first before you do the things that bring you pleasure.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Habit.